Welcome to the Disneyland with Kids podcast, where we help you plan vacations in 30 minutes or less. Connect with us and other Disney friends in the Disneyland with Kids Facebook group as you listen in on the conversation. In today's episode of the Disneyland with Kids podcast, we are going to be talking about the reopening of Aulani, a Disney resort and spa in Hawaii. I'm Leslie from Trips with Tykes. Today, we're doing something a little different for the podcast. The other three co-founders of the Disneyland with Kids group aren't joining me. I instead have a very special guest to talk all things Aulani, and that guest is none other than the legendary Dusty Sage. Dusty is the founder of the well-known Disney website Mice Chat and an all-around Renaissance Disney man. We're so honored to have him. Welcome, Dusty.
Oh my goodness, you are hired. That is the best intro ever. Thank you so much. It's great to be with you guys.
It's well deserved. We're just so happy you could be on the podcast today. And the reason we have you here, of course, is that you were able to attend the recent reopening of Aulani in Hawaii just a couple of weeks ago. And I want to pick your brain about all things Aulani. My family's been there multiple times, but of course, we haven't been there during a pandemic, and you have. So are you ready to talk about Aulani vacations and what they look like in 2020 and 2021?
I am, and aloha, everyone, because this is actually going to be a very, very interesting show. There is so much to talk about.
Absolutely, and a little mele kalikimaka, too, as well, since we're entering the holiday season. So, well, I'm super jealous, but I know this wasn't the Aulani vacation experience entirely that my family's used to having. It was a very different kind of resort. So let's dive in, because I know people have questions about all the different topics, that all the things that were happening, the modifications, and of course, the ultimate question that we'll get to at the end was whether this trip was worth it for you. So first things first, getting to Hawaii, which is very different now because Hawaii has a COVID testing requirement now. So before you get to Aulani, you got to take a COVID test. So I want to hear about how that went for you and whether you had any issues.
So that is the number one most important thing that everyone needs to know before they go to Hawaii, you know, Aulani or otherwise. And that is you must have a valid COVID test before you go within 72 hours of flying, and not all tests qualify. So you have to check online, make sure you're taking the right one. We had some issues. We went to a Walgreens to get tested because that was listed on the Hawaii site as a valid place to go. And we found out afterwards that our test may not have been the right one. So we then had to rush within 40 some hours before our flight to get another test, which did not come back in time. It was very stressful. In the end, we found out that our first test was okay, and Hawaii accepted it. And of course, we were both negative for COVID, and we got in just fine. So the process is within 72 hours, you must get your test. You have to have that with you and uploaded to a special website that the state of Hawaii has. They send you back a QR code and you scan that at the airport. If it sounds like a lot of things to do, it's because it is. You need to research all of that online and make sure that you're taking the right test and have your documents uploaded and get that QR code before you land.
That's super important because I've certainly read the stories in the newspapers here all over California, like the family that couldn't get the test result in time and landed and had to quarantine and wait for that test result to come back. There was one situation where somebody took the test, was pending results, and when they landed in Hawaii, the results came back and it was a positive result. So that is no good.
Yes, not no good just for that person, but no good for everyone on the flight, because what we were told is if somebody tests positive on your flight, they quarantine the entire flight. So you will be contacted at your hotel and told you need to remain in your room for 14 days.
Wow.
So that's the risk.
One way to ruin a Hawaii vacation for sure. So yeah, this is something definitely cross your T's, dot your I's before you go. And, you know, we should mention, I mean, you're in Southern California, one of the places where it's the easiest to get a test of anywhere in the country right now. So for people who are coming from destinations where testing is not as ubiquitous, and maybe you have to have symptoms to get a test. I mean, this is something you really have to make sure that you can get done before you head there, right?
Yes and no, because the state of Hawaii has worked with some major providers for purposes of travel. So Walgreens and CVS, two major drugstores nationwide, offer the test for Hawaii. In California, we have not approved as a state the rapid test yet, the ones that come back within 24 hours. Ours come back within 48 hours to 5 days. And 5 days is too long. So that was my stress. So we ended up taking the two tests just to be safe. In many states, they do allow the rapid test within 24 hours. Over the next few weeks, we will see that expand to most states. And I think it will be getting easier and easier to get to Hawaii and get those tests.
Yeah, I do think this will be improving rapidly in the coming weeks for sure. So this is definitely one where you were the guinea pig in the early stages. So thank you for doing that. And hopefully, you know, especially once we get past the new year, this will be easier. This could be, I guess, a sticking point for people who are maybe going for the holidays, for example, as I know a lot of tests are in short supply right now. So definitely something to watch. Well, let's turn now that you've gotten your test negative, and let's turn now to the flight. I mean, of course, pretty much everyone, unless you're a local who happens to live on Oahu, I mean, everyone's going to be flying to Aulani. So which airline did you choose and how did the flight go?
So my main concern, because a lot of airlines are flying to Hawaii, but my main concern is that there would be no one booked in the middle seat. So you would have to check the airline and see what their policy is, and it's changing. So some airlines that were not booking middle seats now are. For example, American. So we did not fly American, we flew Delta. And you know, there are pros and cons to every airline, but I think they're all pretty cheap right now. We got flights for less than $400, which is amazing. Sometimes you can pay, you know, $800 or $1,000 to go to Hawaii. And we're cheaper in California than other places, but I have seen flights as cheap as $250 per person. To Hawaii. So keep your eyes open. There are some great deals out there.
Yes, there definitely have been some cheap flight prices lately. And I did, as we're recording today, Delta just announced that it's extending its policy for keeping those middle seats open until March. So I think they're really the last major airline that's doing that. That's something to keep an eye on if that matters to folks as they're traveling. So
yeah, middle seats open and affordable. So it was a great deal.
That's right. Yeah. Some places you can have plenty of extra space in first class if you're willing to pay for it. But indeed. Well, tell us about when you landed in Oahu. We landed in Honolulu International Airport. What was that experience like? And how did you eventually make your way to Aulani?
So, you know, I decided way in advance that we weren't going to do the thing we might normally do on a Disney vacation. And you get so used to Disney and Disney World and Aulani of just taking a shuttle and arriving and then spending all your time there on Disney property. But we knew that Aulani would have a lot of things closed, including most of the restaurants, which we'll get to in a little bit. And we would probably need a car. It would also mean we didn't need to be crammed into a shuttle with people that we didn't know. So we got to the airport, we followed the directions. They kind of channel everybody into the same direction because you have to be screened before you can exit and get your luggage. And that's where they check your QR code, make sure that you have a negative test. Once you are approved, and they ask you a lot of questions as well. Once they approve you, you go get your luggage, and we rented a car, which was the best thing we did, because we really ended up needing it on this trip. So arriving wasn't the hard part for us. We did see many people on our flight pulled off to the side because they didn't have all their documents uploaded, and they were sent to another, it's kind of like a little bay off to the side where they had to try to find their paperwork and put it together. And if they couldn't, then somebody would arrange to send them to quarantine or a flight back home. And you have to pay for that.
Wow. Yeah. Last minute walk up flight prices from Hawaii to the mainland. No, thank you.
Yeah. Imagine screaming kids in one family. You know, it was a fairly large family and the dad did not have all the documents and he was yelling about where are our documents, and the kids were saying, what's happening? And I wouldn't want to be that family. So know before you go.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, I'm glad you skated through without much incident. And I do think the tip about renting a car is smart. I mean, I've been to Aulani 3 times and we only rented a car once because, you know, there are substantial parking fees at Aulani. But these days, I mean, everybody's travel strategies are just very different. I mean, I think more and more people are renting a car at Walt Disney World too, just to have that flexibility to go when you want to go and keep your distance. So I'm glad that that strategy worked out for you.
No, it definitely did help. And, you know, same with Walt Disney World. I've been there 3 times now since the pandemic started, been to Universal. And I think right now, no matter where you go, you need a car. It just helps keep you away from other people and gives you more options on where to eat and get away from crowds, et cetera. So definitely rent a car.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, now that we've talked the testing and the transportation, let's move on to the resort itself. And I know there are a lot of things that are very different. So let's start just with the activities and entertainment, because that's a big part of an Aulani vacation. That's certainly why my family has gone and keeps going back again and again and again. So first, just tell us what's open and what's closed right now at Aulani.
So here's the bad news. Just about everything entertainment related is closed, and not just at Aulani, but everywhere in Hawaii. So no luaus. The kids club is closed. They don't have character meet and greets. We saw Mickey and Minnie 1 time, and they were on a hotel balcony about 12 floors up. So from the pool area, they look like little dots. And I saw everybody waving and I'm like, what are they waving at? And if I squinted, I could see Mickey and Minnie. And that was it. We didn't see any other characters the whole time we were there. So no spa. Most of the restaurants were closed. I mean, it was, as far as entertainment goes, there was almost nothing happening at Aulani. The good news is that the water park in the center is open. And even though they're kind of distancing people out on the slides, and when it gets busy, they only run 1 slide at a time, so they don't have people standing next to each other. And then they have their beach, which is lovely. And to me, this trip wasn't about the full Disney Aulani experience. It was about just being away from people and being in Hawaii. So I sort of looked at it as being home, but in Hawaii, and that made it a lot more tolerable for us. We kept our same schedule that we keep at home. I'm still writing and doing all my mice chat stuff from my beautiful hotel room at Aulani. And then we would go to the beach and hike trails and things that we normally wouldn't do when we were in Hawaii. So it was just a very low key trip compared to the normal. So if you've got kids that need to do a lot of Disney type stuff all the time, now would not be the time to go. But if your family just enjoys being together and in a different location that's a lot less crowded than other places you might be in the city or at a theme park, Aulani might be the perfect place for you to go.
That's right. It sort of sounds a little bit like a lot of hotels in Hawaii are by default, you know, minus the Disney activities and all of the crazy entertainment that Disney adds to it. In fact, my snarky 11-year-old tween said to me, we were following your vacation very carefully on social media. And she said to me, she's like, it's just like any old Hyatt in Hawaii. Which, like, it kind of is. It kind of is, to like, not as Disney. But I mean, you're still in a gorgeous location, in a gorgeous hotel, and you still have the natural beauty around you, and you still have the pools. So, you know,
and it's on the beach, you know, it's very close to other beautiful beaches. So there's a lot of advantages still to being at Aulani. They're not really cutting the price that much. Although I understand that that may change, and they were running specials for the locals of up to 50% off. And as we were leaving, I did hear somebody tell me that they had discounted to 30% off their regular hotel rooms, at least during the week. So contact Getaway today and see if they've got some good deals right now on Aulani would be my suggestion. I'm a Disney Vacation Club member, and Aulani is my home resort. So I stayed in a DVC unit, which are just wonderful. You can also trade points to stay in a DVC unit, even if you're not a member of DVC. And the advantage is that if you're in a one bedroom or larger, they have a washer dryer, so you can pack half the clothes and do laundry while you're there. It's a great tip. They also have a full kitchen, so you can make a lot of your own food, which would work right now. You could do breakfasts and lunches, let's say, in your room and save a lot of money and time, and then find, you know, food later. Or if you stay on the hotel side of Alani, which is kind of the other side of the property, those rooms are lovely as well. And they might be discounted right now, even though DVC is not. The point values remain the same.
That's right. We've actually stayed in DVC units all three times that we've been there. We've done a studio twice and we did a one bedroom once. And yeah, it really is nice to have that extra space. And even just in the studios, the kitchenette is, you know, enough. It's a bigger than a dorm size fridge, and you've got the microwave, and you know, you can do the popcorn and the mac and cheese in the microwave with kids. So it definitely works out. Well, you mentioned really quickly the locals, that the discounts that were being offered to locals. How did that affect the crowd levels? I know you were there for quite an extended period of time. Were there differences in different days?
There were, and it turned into a bit of a problem for us. I actually had to speak to management. When we arrived, the hotel was empty, and so it was amazing, and I did a live video that a lot of people saw of this empty hotel, and everyone was saying, wow, now's the time to go to Alani. It's so empty. And it stayed that way right up until Friday, and all of a sudden, we noticed something had changed. It took 20 minutes to get into a hotel elevator to get back to our room because there was a long line of people, because most people didn't want anyone else in an elevator with them, including me. I'm one of those guys. Like, you know, I'll let my party go, and you can wait for your own elevator right now. And so it was taking a very long time. What they did was they had implemented that locals offer of 50% off, and locals were going on the weekend when they were off of work, so they might have taken the Friday off. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday were packed. One lady said she had never seen Alani so busy. And then on Monday, it was empty again. And we had trouble finding parking for our car over the weekend. But the rest of the week, we were like the only car. So I knew it was all locals that were there for the weekend, not just people flying in. And that was an issue. So you might see a little bit of a boom and a bust. You could potentially just stay during the week if that's an issue for you, or just be aware that weekends might be a little more crowded.
That's a great tip. And I know we had seen that before on our last two vacations as well. The weekends were much, much busier. And that was when the kids club, Auntie's Beach House, would often reach capacity. So we couldn't count on dropping our kids off. Of course, right now, nobody can drop their kids off with the kids club closed. But, you know, that is a trend. And I'm sure, I mean, Disney's very good about adjusting to where these choke points are. So, you know, if the discount's too big, then maybe they'll decrease the discount a little bit and try to distribute crowds more effectively during the week and weekends. So stay tuned for that. I know you'll have the coverage on Mice Chat as those things change. So what did you do? Did you stay at the resort the entire time, or did you ever leave and go try to do other activities elsewhere in Oahu?
Because there is so little going on at the resort, we did end up going far afield. We went all over that island. We went to the North Shore twice. We went to the east side and the west side and up and down and into Waikiki Beach and Honolulu, things that I have never done when I was there before, because usually Alani kind of captures you. And it is so remote on the island that you don't always want to travel, but we just got used to it. It was like being in LA. Everything we did took 20 minutes to an hour to get to, but I was fine with it. And we did some amazing museums that were open at the time. I'm not sure if they're all going to remain open because there's also a surge of cases in Hawaii now, as there has been across the rest of the continental United States. And that's not been tied back to tourism, but I had heard as we were leaving that Honolulu was preparing to tighten their restrictions a little bit again. So while some things like the local aquarium never reopened, the Dole Plantation was not opened, a lot of museums were, and they were just scheduling times, and you were like the only one there. And that was really wonderful. So I got to really experience Hawaiian history and learn a lot about the islands by, you know, scheduling some museum visits. And I loved it.
Yeah, that really is a silver lining, because we had the same problem you've had when we've gone before, is we've just been so impressed by all the offerings at Aulani, we didn't want to leave. And our last trip was the first time we had ever left the property, and we did go to the North Shore. But yeah, it does suck you in. So I'm glad that you were able to sort of make the most of it and find some activities and get a different view of Oahu. That's great.
Yeah. And if you go with the expectation that this isn't a normal vacation, you're going during COVID times and you're seeking out non-crowded locations. So a lot of times we would just drive to a part of the island that we wanted to see and then use Yelp for open now and high ratings. And that's where we found most of the restaurants and activities. We searched things to do and we researched restaurants. And anything that had a 4-star rating or higher that was open, we checked it out. And that's how we did our whole trip. And it really worked out well for us.
That's great. Food tour of a different view of Oahu. Well, speaking of dining and restaurants, did you eat it all on Aulani property? And so how were the restaurants? What was open and what was closed there?
Very, very disappointing to us, because I love Aulani and I love the restaurants there. That beautiful restaurant on the ocean, Ama Ama, which is closed. They have Makahiki, their buffet, which of course we expected to not be a buffet, but thought that maybe they would do it table service style. They have a large outdoor patio and they had a large indoor area that could easily be spaced out. And Hawaii was allowing indoor dining at the time at very reduced capacity. And that wasn't open. The only restaurant, and it isn't really a restaurant, it's a bar, was the Alelo Room. And the Alelo Room is lovely, but they just have the outdoor patio open and you can get bar food. So sliders and sushi rolls and drinks. And there's another bar off the pool, same type of deal. And then they have that quick serve restaurant open. So really it's just pizza and sandwiches and bar food. And it's tough if you have a long trip. We were there from the 1st through the 9th. We had a red eye out on the 9th. So it was, you know, a really long trip for us. And you just can't survive on, you know, sliders for 9 days. So we did do a lot of driving around the island to find food. Now, just across from Aulani, there's a little area with shops and restaurants and coffee shops. And there's a wonderful restaurant over there called Monkey Paw that many of you may know. And in the past, I've been able to eat many, many meals there because it's fantastic food, but it's affordable. And a lot of people go there closed. And they may not reopen for a long time, according to the notices on their door. In fact, none of the restaurants over there were open. So we had to drive about 20 minutes to eat every time we wanted to eat off of property.
Yikes. And I love Monkey Pot. I did see a posting recently on social media that they were looking to reopen, but I didn't see any dates. So fingers crossed that sooner rather than later, because that is a kind of a hidden, not a hidden secret, but for people who don't ever leave Aulani, they may not realize that there's a really nice and much cheaper restaurant across the street.
Oh, but yes, it's great. There's also a Roy's across the street, but it's closed. Now, one tip, there is the Island Country Market, I believe it's called, in that same complex as Monkey Pod. And they have all of the essentials you need. So you can buy cereal and milk and waters and all those things. And they have a quick serve that serves amazing foods, sandwiches, loco moco, and it's cheap and it's very good. So many nights we did end up going, like we called it, let's go to the convenience store and get our dinner. And we'd bring it back to the hotel or we'd eat it out on the beach. So there are some options if you get creative and you don't expect the standard vacation.
Yeah, that's right. I do hope they get Ama Ama open soon. It's kind of strange to me. It's not open given that it's completely open air. So we'll see. That remains to be seen when that could be opened. So let's change the topic a little bit, Dusty, because I know what a lot of people want to know about is masks. That is the big question for everybody taking a Disney vacation, whether it's to Downtown Disney and Disneyland or to Walt Disney World. What was your mask experience like? How was compliance? Was it weird to have to go into the pool and come out and put a mask on afterwards? Is that really what you did?
So I'm so glad that you brought this up because masks are, they're more important in Hawaii than other places you may go because masks serve a dual thing. It's not just the scientific, it helps prevent the spread of the disease there. It's also cultural because, and we learned this by going to the various museums in the Hawaiian history, and we had so many different people explain this story to us. But when settlers first came to Hawaii, they unleashed upon the islands their diseases that wiped out the native populations. So the Hawaiian population just plummeted about 95%, I believe. And this has stuck with them in their history all of these years and even after statehood that they've been heavily affected by disease. So when this pandemic comes and they closed the islands off, many people did not want travel from the mainland to Hawaii. And in part because in the back of their heads, they have these memories in the history of what happened when they became open to the outside world. So when you're in Hawaii, you wear a mask to protect yourself and others, just like you do anywhere in the States. But you also do it out of respect for the Hawaiian people and their cultural history. So I like to remind people before they go, wear your mask everywhere because it is signaling to the people that live there that you respect them.
I think that's a really important context to have. So tell us practically, how did that play out for you?
So it worked out well. I mean, everywhere we went, everyone was wearing masks and it was great. You know, the only people that we saw really struggling with it were a lot of the tourists. And we would hear locals talking about it and they were very they felt that it was disrespectful. And we heard some people saying, you know, we shouldn't be having tourists. And so when you go, please be a good tourist if you want Hawaii to remain open, because I could definitely see them closing up again. The weird place is when you go to the beach and you're at the pool. The beaches, I had no problem walking around. If I went into the ocean, obviously you're not wearing your mask. We saw people wearing their masks in the pool, and I have not seen that at Walt Disney World. I went to water parks. I, you know, used the pools at Walt Disney World. Nobody wore a mask. They'd go back to their lounge chairs and not put their masks back on. You didn't see people put their masks back on until they were leaving the pool area. At Aulani, people wear their masks when they're walking around. They wear them in the loungers. Some people were walking around in the pools with their masks still on. So you really get a sense that a lot of the people, particularly the locals, really believe in the masks. So you will see a lot more mask wearing there at Aulani than other places. If I'm swimming with my head underwater, obviously I'm not going to wear my mask. And it was weird. I saw people, you know, with their towels folded up at the side of the pool with their masks on top of their towels to keep their masks dry. So be aware that that's more of a thing there.
Yeah, I think that's great context to have. And, you know, I'm glad that they're keeping it safe because I'd love for Aulani to stay open. I'd love for Hawaii to stay open. So that's a great report to hear instead of usually the opposite, which is, you know, oh, I saw these tourists and they had the mask underneath their nose or they weren't wearing one, which is sometimes what we get at some places where I go in California, like Lake Tahoe or something like that. So that's a nice, refreshing report, I have to say.
So the locals will remind you, they are hyper vigilant about this. So if your mask starts slipping, you'll hear somebody say, you know, hey, brother, or hey, uncle, your mask is slipping, because it's just part of what they're doing there in Hawaii. So also at Aulani, Disney staff, as you might expect, are doing an amazing job of reminding guests who may be coming from other places where it's not as strict that it's really important to wear your mask and to keep your distance. So just know that going in, that Hawaii is much more on the ball with all of this. And when you go there, you just go and you do like the locals do, and you'll have a great time.
Great, great tips and great context to have. So what about other safety measures that you observed or experienced while you were there? I mean, what else was Disney doing and how safe overall did you feel at Aulani, you know, with all of those plus the mask usage?
So they're doing everything that they're doing at Walt Disney World and Downtown Disney in Anaheim. The markers on the ground, anywhere where you may need to be waiting in lines. So that's at check-in and waiting for the stores. You will see the distance markers for the slides outside of the pool. So there are markers where they need to be, and they're reminding you elsewhere to keep your distance, hand sanitizer stations everywhere. The only problem that we experienced, hopefully it's fixed by now, and we did talk to management, was the elevators. They had no signs up telling people to limit to one party per elevator or two or a number of people, nothing. And no distancing markers on the ground. But at many times, there were long lines, some up to 20 minutes to get on an elevator. So that was a problem area for us. And I imagine that since Hawaii is really on the ball, somebody's going to do an inspection and tell Disney that they need to fix that. Or Disney's going to figure it out from guest comments and fix it on their own. But that was literally the only problem. I couldn't find a staircase anywhere. I was on the 15th floor, I believe, and I was willing to walk it sometimes, but I didn't know where the stairs were. I never found them. So that's not really an option unless you figure something out that I wasn't able to figure out. But probably my only problem, everywhere else, I felt really safe. So I think Alani did a great job. And the only, you know, other problem would have been if I had to take a shuttle there and we rented the car. So the airport was well distanced and everything was great there. We had our own car, so that was great. Alani is doing a wonderful job. It's probably the safest place I visited during the pandemic. And I have been throughout San Diego to the zoo and the animal park and Legoland. And we've been to downtown Disney and we've been out to Florida. We have gone all over the place and, you know, to cover things. We just consider ourselves essential workers because we're covering this for you all. Otherwise, we're home. So we really are staying home and trying to quarantine as much as we can. But when we're covering something, we go and we cover it. And then we try to be as safe as we can while we're there. But it was easier at Alani than anywhere else we've been.
That's really, really good to hear. So I'm glad you're staying safe, Dusty, first and foremost, because you have been really covering in the trenches a lot of these things these last couple of months. So we do appreciate it.
I look like an astronaut when I travel because we bundle ourselves up to get on the planes because they're the least safe place you can be normally. So I've got double masks on and a shield. And then my hand sanitizer in my shirt pocket, like a total nerd. And I just bundle myself up and I don't, you know, take my mask off to eat or drink. I do all of that before I fly. So like, I'm really into the safety of it. But you know, I want to still be around to be able to cover this stuff for you all.
Very, very important, of course. So I promise folks that we get to the big question at the end of this recording. So everybody wants to know, you know, was Aulani worth it? If you weren't a famous Disney blogger doing this, covering this for your site, would this vacation have been worth it to you at Aulani?
So that question is going to be different depending on your family and your financial circumstances. Alani is one of Disney's most expensive vacations. It's not a cheap hotel to stay in. It's not generally a cheap flight. So you have to look into the expense ratio. Know that a lot of things are going to be closed, not just at Alani, but in the island as a whole. So you're going knowing that it's going to be very chill. So do your kids need, you know, rides and attention and entertainment and all that? If they do, maybe wait. But if your kids love the adventure of taking family hikes and going to the beach and swimming, then it might be a great vacation for you. I would say to keep everyone from being disappointed, really explore what is and isn't going to be open with the whole family beforehand and set the correct expectations and say, you know, hey kids, you know, what do you think about going to Alani? Kids clubs will be closed. There's no entertainment. The pools will be open and the beaches, and we might have to drive a bit to find food. Would that be interesting to you? And see what they say. Let them make the decision. And if they say, yeah, let's go to Hawaii, then maybe think about going if you can afford it. And look into those special deals because they are going to definitely come up. There was, of course, more interest at the very beginning, but now it's going to settle into a, you know, the looky loser are gone. And how crowded is it really going to be? And they're going to start offering specials to, you know, keep themselves at the 40 to 50% that they want to be at. So look for the deals. And if it's right for your family, I'd say, yeah, it was worth it. For me, it was great. I felt so safe and it was just like working from home, but on the beach. I was looking into extending my vacation. And if we weren't going to rush back for the opening of downtown Disney and Buena Vista Street and all of that in Anaheim, we would have stayed because it was amazing. I was looking at other hotels that were really cheap. Like you could find room nights in Hawaii right now, $40 a night. So there are some great deals on Honolulu above and beyond Aulani.
Wow, that's Las Vegas prices, really. That's insane. Well, that's really good context to have about, you know, talking with your family because, you know, my kids are 11 and 7 and they live for Auntie's Beach House and the Kids Club. So without that, it wouldn't be worth it to them. But I was just thinking, you know, back before they were old enough for Auntie's, you know, if you got like a baby or a toddler, this might be a great time because you're not going to get the value from the Kids Club anyway, but they can still play in the splash pad and, you know, just enjoy being on the beach with mom and dad. So maybe this is the time for the babies and toddlers to hit Aulani if it makes sense.
It might even still be good for the kids that normally would do Auntie's if you tell them ahead of time, you know, the Kids Club is closed, but you get to spend a lot of time at the pool and, you know, we'll be there at the bar drinking or on the lounge chair. And you can go from the pool to the beach in about 20 steps. So, you know, when they get tired of the pool, go down to the beach for a little bit. And something I didn't mention earlier, the adult pools are currently open for everybody. So there are more pools open for the family so that you can keep socially distanced. So there are more pools available to everyone. And if you see a pool that's crowded, just keep walking because there are so many pools at Aulani. It's incredible. So talk it through with the family and see if it's pools you love, you can't do better than Aulani.
That's right. So I know you mentioned this earlier, but for anybody considering booking an Aulani vacation who isn't a DVC member, you know, whether this is now or later, once COVID is all over, please consider using our partners at Getaway Today. I think a lot of people don't realize they're known for booking Disneyland vacations, but they book Aulani, they book Walt Disney World. So they're really great and will give you the personal expertise that they always give all of their customers. And you can go to disneylandwithkids.info/book for more details. So Dusty, we always end every episode of this podcast with a would you rather. And we know that Disneyland right now is still closed, at least as a theme park. And there are two other Disney options right now in the US. There's Aulani and there's Walt Disney World. So I want to know, because you've been to both of them, would you rather go to Walt Disney World right now or Disney's Aulani right now while we wait for Disneyland to reopen?
That is so unfair to ask me. You know, I'll tell you, because I've just been to Aulani, I really want to go back to Disney World and see the Christmas stuff. However, we have a team of people that, you know, work Aulani for us at Mice Chat, and they're all locals. And they're saying, you know, it is kind of crazy right now because infections are rising there and it is busier. They've just increased the capacity in the parks to over 30%. So on days, there are days it feels like a normal day at Disney World, only a lot of restaurants and things are still closed and the shows are all still closed. So I think right now I would just feel safer at Aulani. So I would rather Aulani. And I could spend a month at Aulani and I would be tired after a month at Disney World. So Aulani is just an easier escape than Disney World. But then I don't have kids to keep happy right now. So my I would rather would be Aulani.
All right. That's a fair judgment. So I'll take it. So if we're considering a trip of all of our own for my family, I'm definitely going to take your advice to heart. So Dusty, thank you so much for joining us today and being our guest here on the Disneyland with Kids podcast. For our listeners who want to follow even more of your travels and get your Disney advice, tell folks where they can find you on social media and the internet.
So first place to go every day is micechat.com because we have a new article or two or three or five every single day. And the latest is that Buena Vista Street has reopened at Disney's California Adventure. And we have video and news and tips and information that you definitely need to know before you go, because there are some hurdles that you will need to jump if you do want to see it. So definitely check that out. You can find us online at micechat.com on all the services. So if you go to Facebook, we have a group, the Mice Chat group. We'd love for you to join and chit chat about all things Disney. And we have a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/micebook, just like Facebook, but micebook. And then we are Mice Chat on Instagram and Twitter. And we would love to see you all there. And we can all be nerdy and chat about Disney.
That's great. Well, everybody go follow Dusty and Mice Chat. That is it for this episode of the Disneyland with Kids podcast. You've been listening to Leslie and our very special guest, Dusty Sage, as we talk about Aulani's reopening. If you've been to Aulani or are considering a trip, let us know your thoughts and find out what other members of our community are saying in the Disneyland with Kids group on Facebook.
Ahooey ho!